When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we find a huge focus on fish. Of course, we know the idea of tashlich, that we go to the sea, so we go to the nahar, so we can save a sashel from sudlas yom kol chato seinu. But the Rama points out we shouldn't just go to any body of water, but a body of water that contains fish. And the Mishnah Berurah says that really it's good to go the sheyesh bo dagim chayim. That's one focus on fish. They play a more significant role according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The idea of having Rosh Hashanah a fish head, because we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Jew of Shibo should be the head of the nations and not the tail. There's another minhag to have gefilte fish. Gefilte means to be filled, and we hope that our needs and wishes will be fulfilled. Some have regular fish. Fish don't have eyelids, and their eyes are always open. We pray that just as the fish of the eyes are always open, Hashem will keep a vigilant eye over His people. What is this focus on fish? Out of all the things that we seem to focus on and the ideas of helping us in the tshuva process, there are so many things this time of year, whether it's tashlich, kaparos, their idea of going, of helping us in the process of tshuva, where does fish exactly fit in? Explains Rabbi Lamb in a drasha given over 50 years ago, that the authentic Jew must be able to dissent, to keep apart, to be unpopular, and if necessary, says Rabbi Lamb, to oppose the tides and to swim upstream, because upstream, the tradition of Judaism means we must dare to be different. This idea that when we think about our role and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch and Rosh Hashanah, to be a Jew isn't to defy for the sake of defiance, but to live with the courage to swim against the tide. Maybe it's why we highlight Avraham Avinu and Rosh Hashanah. Perhaps no greater figure in Jewish history has displayed an incredible ability to swim against the tides as Avraham Avinu. It's when he challenged his father Avram with the idols. In the era of polytheism, Avram introduced monotheism. Avram ha'ivri, as the Medrash tells us, ko ha'olam kula me'ever echad, v'hu me'ever echad, everybody's on one side, but he dared to be different. He defines himself as somebody who is a ger v'soshav. I might live among you, but I am going to be different. And maybe that's why we mention fish so much on Rosh Hashanah. Because they have to swim against the current. They have to dare to be different, to not get swallowed up in what's happening around us. In fact, the rabbis tell us in the Gemara in Kiddushin that a father is obligated to teach his children the Achai Livno Lemola, Lifdosa Limno Torah, Mila, to redeem him for teaching Torah, to marry, and Lamde Umanos, and to teach him a profession. And the Gemara adds, some say aflashito b'mayim, to swim. And Rav Eliyoshev, Zecher Tzadik Levrach, has a groundbreaking and life-changing way of reading this Gemara. Why do we teach our children to swim? It's not about learning how to swim, but it's about understanding that we have to go against the current. Sometimes we have to have the courage to do what's right, even if it's not the norm. To want to be different, to want to make sure that we put ourselves in the right position to grow as a Jew, as a person, as a Ben Torah, as a Ben Adon L'Chaveiro, even if it's not popular. And this is something that we should think about, this focus on fish, of swimming, really, against the current.